At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes, sir. Happy Wednesday, hump day. Jay Foreman, DP. We got my man Harrison sitting in for Austin, who's in Kansas City covering the game. But we are the old school crew coming at you live from 11th and O Street, 1040 O Street to be exact. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. We are back in effect after DP was in Utah and covering the UFC. We had
asking for you, man. Where you at? It was like, where's Jay Foreman at?
hey, man. You know, I had to sit that one out. But the DP, we had teammates Tuesdays, and then now we're back in effect. Welcome back. The UFC was obviously always a hit up there in Utah. And obviously, you weren't in town. I mean, I know you kept a good eye on the Nebraska game. We've got about 13 minutes here. So a lot has happened in your home away from home in Las Vegas as far as on the NFL front. And with the Raiders. And, you know, me and you were able to experience the Raider. I call it Raiderism during the Super Bowl. And the way that they are able to, first of all, it was a beautiful stadium, great field. Me and Jakey were down there, but the fandom of the Raiders is definitely taking over Las Vegas. And it was on the backs of Devontae Adams coming off of Antonio Pierce, so forth and so on. We saw, me and DP saw him. He walked in like a OG, triple OG. I think that sentiment has changed after the show calls for 8 years and from Arizona State. So forth and so on, but a lot has changed, DP. I wanted to really pick your brain about it because I think Devontae Adams, when you really listen to some of the reports, a pulled hamstring on Friday, which hardly ever happens when you're highly trained, highly trained, in phenomenal shape type of athlete, and Friday's practices are, you know, essentially a jog through. Some people don't, as you know, right back with the Redskins and other teams you covered, Panthers, a lot of times you don't even break a sweat. But then it came out that, Antonio, he went to Baltimore, they got shellacked or whatever it was. And then, he said, listen, I don't want my career to end this way. And what people just didn't understand is why he said it, how he said it, and also who he said it to. And I wanted to ask you, do you think it was in response to the, we got players making business decisions and now we are? A lack of quarterback play with Gardner Minshew is the guy. And I think they might have O'Connell in there now, or at least played last week, or maybe it was mop up duty. But then also looking at it like, listen, like we got some talent, but we just are not a very good team. Or is it the appeal of Aaron trying to send the bat signal from New York?
Yeah, it seems to me, and there's always some curtain that hadn't been pulled
exactly
in the conversations, and we don't know what the conversations between Rodgers and Adams. We don't know the conversations between the Packers and Raiders, the Jets and Raiders,
or
we
the
don't,
Saints and the Raiders,
or the Saints, yeah. Or like. For any variety, Commanders and Raiders, for that matter, and then all the politics that go on, and all the private brotherhoods, all the known brotherhoods, and the private brotherhoods, the agreements, the wink and the nods to say, hey, look, I'm going to try to make this thing work for you, because it works for us. But in the end, I still try to remain a fan.
Yeah,
and ultimately, what are you doing to those Raider fans?
Yeah.
What are you doing to them? Mm-hmm. And it's disrespectful. There's no, like, nothing heats me up more than an organization that doesn't care about the people that they're supposed to care about most.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's player or fan. depends on the organization, right?
Yeah.
We know different organizations. Well, I mean,
if they don't care about the fans, they don't care about the players.
Right.
Or if they don't care about the players, they don't care about the fans.
Right. And that they don't face – most owners and execs don't face the fans. They never communicate with them. They're never in touch.
Yeah.
But they do, in fact, communicate with the players, at least at some level.
Yeah.
Right? That at some point, the player knows how to get a hold of the GM.
Especially with that at his level.
Right?
Yeah.
And that if they're treating you, if you're an all-pro, legitimate all-pro, and they're treating you, though, you're like yesterday's news, that's on purpose.
Yeah.
That's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it opens the door that this version of the NFL is going in different directions. It's a tentacled octopus that the Chiefs have figured out that, listen, we're going to take care of a core group of players and we'll let everybody else orbit around them. As long as Andy Reid's constant message is in play, they're going to be okay. Oh, yeah. They may not be the best team, but they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right? They'll be okay. Pittsburgh has figured out, listen, Tomlin will keep it in orbit. He'll keep the thing moving. It may not be always pretty, but he'll keep it in motion.
Yeah.
Vegas hasn't figured that out yet. They hadn't figured it out. That, wait a minute, you said Derek Carr was washed. So he heads down to New Orleans, sets it on fire for a couple of weeks, and then you look silly.
Yeah.
And I happen to watch Sunday's game, Raiders, with some Raider fans who were diehard about it.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, this was not a pleasant Sunday.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially when you explain it like that, you know, where people are in the appeal of Kansas City. When you think you can get a Kareem Hunt to come back, a Juju Smith-Schuster come back, and then all of a sudden now he can play receiver again, it's you know, and we'll get into this at the 5 o'clock hour about what it takes to really win. Because I think there's people that don't understand it. And if you've never really won or made the effort to win, then you will never understand it. You'll kind of continue to spin your wheels, and it will never change. That's the thing. That's the great thing about winning. It will never change what you have to do in order to win. But when you think about the Raiders and the owner, and I like the younger version, the younger Davis and the older, obviously the older one got a little bit older, or, you know, obviously a little bit, you know, he kind of always, Al was always, you know, like, he never paid Mike Shanahan. He never paid Lane. You know, how do you, you know, that's another show. But it's like, okay, you want Davante Adams. This is the guy that you want. This is what's going to set you over the edge or get you over the hump. You're in a new city, a phenomenal stadium. I mean, that stadium is for real. You bring all the old Raiders back. You create that mystique of what made you guys great. You have a fresh city that essentially you didn't even have to conquer. They were just salivating for you. And then within 8 weeks, you get rid of the dude that was like your franchise quarterback. You're Josh McDaniel came in and fooled you. So then you fooled the fans. And then the worst part is you fooled the guy, Davante Adams, who was at the time at the apex of his career, and he's still there. And there was such a large gap between him and who was next to come there. That's why he went in that office. That's why he was thinking about it. That's why if you ever get a chance to watch on Netflix, Wide Receiver One, he essentially said, I don't have to be here. If I wasn't all in, then I wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. He's letting you know by saying that, he's watching everything that you do, every move, how you treat people, what do you do? And then when you're thinking about it, he's like, well, okay, you got rid of Derek Carr. Okay, our offensive line was porous. Our defense was, like, strictly shaky at best.
Got rid of Jacobs, too.
Got rid of Jacobs, like, for cheap, though.
For nothing.
For nothing. Like, but didn't even offer him any. Got rid of the guy that really set the table for you in his prime, and he was begging to stay. And then you're like... Then the best you bring is Gardner Minshew. Like you got to think though. I mean, just think of Devontae.
This is some real New York Jets vibe.
Oh, we're gonna get to that next.
Right,
we're gonna get to that next. I mean, there's plenty of the blame to go around because we're gonna get into the Jets the next the Jets and the Browns, but more or less the Jets. How do you get to this point? But the great thing about I think that where Devontae gets a lot more respect from me is that he went in and talked about in himself and his situation versus going in there. And even because they covered in the wide receiver one with Josh McDaniel getting fired.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
He's like, I just appreciate they kept me abreast. So he removed himself from it, which you have to respect. Versus Aaron Rodgers goes in there and was like, hey, man, you're going to demote my boy. Now I'm going right to the head, man. You gone. And so when you lose a big person like that in the locker room, this season's done. This season and next season is done. Antonio Pierce is either on the hot seat right now or it'll be five games in, and we'll be having a conference or press conference with the Raiders saying, okay, it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly, mark my word. Or if it doesn't happen next year, it'll be this year. And you wonder why the Raiders, who are a blue blood franchise, are never respected. It's because of stuff like this. You go get the best. You got to think, Devontae Adams is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. This is a dude you're not gonna get. Like, you ain't gonna draft a dude like this. You generally don't get a guy to come to the Raiders in free agency like this. You know what I'm saying? Because generally, if they left the Packers, they're going to, you know, the Chiefs or, you know, something like that.
Well, but that's the real question for me. You just mentioned the thing about blue bloods, and in college, it's cyclical because you could be considered blue blood, and blue blood is long term. But being elite, currently elite
is
programs
different.
Is different than being blue blood.
Yeah, and that change, you're right. It does. Right? It changes whoever kind of lessens the curve. Right,
what
it
is. So what I would ask you is, who are the elite NFL organizations? Because it's that conversation we talk about every year that not everybody's trying to be the best.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, not many people are trying to be elite.
No. Oh, no.
Right? They're not trying.
That's the letdown
trying
to be, about the NFL.
They're trying to be good enough to stay in business because the business is good.
The business is, oh, it's phenomenal.
The business is good. If you're the worst NFL team, the business is good.
The business is great when you're the worst team.
Right, right.
Because you ain't paying nobody to get out of
the field.
You're
not paying anybody, and you're about to get the real injection from the number one draft pick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's done that way on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're Devontae Adams.
If I'm him.
And remove his personal
relationship. Yeah, I'd probably say Kansas City it's weird because Kansas City on the field, in the meeting rooms is number one. When their facilities are garbage. Now, but I think Andy Reid is the ultimate equalizer. So I would say Kansas City. They take care of their players and all that. I would say Pittsburgh for sure.
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is a team that's kind of a little bit shaky. I would say also elite team is the Eagles, because of Howie Roseman and what they do and what he's done and you know what I mean? I mean,
I don't even know. Here's what's really, really interesting to me, that I'm not sure there's more than two.
I like those three.
And you told me the Niners with the new facility and the fact that
I would.
They've juggled a lot of talent.
Yeah, I'd put the Niners
second tier,
high second tier. I'd put them in there. You know who quietly is is Seattle.
No, they're gonna say Packers.
Yeah, and the Packers. Well, and that was my next one.
The stench of Pete Carroll and all of the questions that go on about. Because it's really hard to mess up Seattle.
It is, but it's hard. But they've drafted well. They've taken care of their players. They free agents well with Cliff Avril and all those guys. They've done a really good job. I think they did Bobby Wagner dog. And you know who else? I'll probably – and I'll throw the the new Rams with McVay in there. I think that's an appealing place to play. And this is the last team I probably can think of, and it's probably just actually two. And Detroit?
No.
No, hold on.
There's such a rat infestation.
Detroit with Dan Campbell. I'm talking about
as coach. It currently stands now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right? Actually trying to win, coach to win, draft to win, play to win. Detroit. I'll reluctantly, and I'm going to put Houston in there, but it's Houston, just 18 months ago, I would have said no. When you went through my man Dave Coley and Lovie Smith, like both 4 year, 8 years of contracts, they barely got through a year. Houston right now, and then maybe the Vikings.
We know.
But that's not even half the league.
Right, but we know that their neighborhoods in Lincoln, Lancaster County, there are neighborhoods where the land has value.
Oh yeah,
but it's got a crappy house and crappy landlord.
That's everywhere. That's like Houston, right? With no zoning.
And then somebody comes in, and he looks at it and he goes, "Okay, I need to just destroy all of this,
blow it up,
and then from the ground up, I'm going to build a mansion."
Yeah,
and I'm going to put. They realize I have to put the best foundation in.
Yeah,
I have to get the best drainage. So when Milton shows up,
yeah,
I got protection, right? Because I don't want to invest and then have it blown away. And then choosing not only who sells it, who builds it and sells it,
yeah,
but who buys it, and then who maintains it.
Yeah, who keeps it, who takes it. When you sell your business, you want to make sure you send Detroit, it to somebody.
Detroit and Houston, oh my goodness, those were not nice neighborhoods.
No.
three years ago.
They had visionaries.
Well, here's the thing. They're all owned by banks. So in truth, there's no reason for them to ever be that bad. There's no excuse for Houston, Detroit, Cleveland to ever.
Cleveland,
Jets,
for sure.
The Jets, the Giants.
Should never. Yeah.
Jets, Giants should never be terrible. Vegas should never be terrible. They should just never be terrible. But somehow they managed to be terrible and ruin it all. And then we keep giving them a chance.
I think the Raiders are always going to be the Raiders. It's kind of like the Cowboys. They're just going to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants, I think when they pulled the plug on Tom Coughlin, you lost the identity of what New York. I think the biggest problem with a lot of football teams and sometimes college football teams, I don't think people that make decisions, they don't put enough emphasis on, like in New York, right? The head coach has to embody whatever team they're coaching. They have to. Okay. It could be simply and as dumb as Andy Reid loves barbecue and he loves to eat. Well, what's Kansas City known for? Right. But it all matches up, right? He's appealing to the masses. He's a great coach, right? And needed, and he loved Philly cheesesteak. So it worked out there. And it's not necessarily about food, it's about who represents it, right?
Well, it was Parcells in that entire run of the Giants and Jets, right?
Right.
They were absolutely. Then he got to Dallas and realized some of that stuff didn't sell
right
in Dallas.
Because Dallas is, when you're a head coach, you're not even a head coach. You're like a personality, right? I mean, you got to think about it because that's what that.
I want to say this is what's funny is that there are some really great assistant coaches in Washington back in the day. Under the Joe Gibbs era, and there were a lot of folks, Russ Grimm, Bugle, that crew, Donnie Brough, all those ones that went on to be head coaches somewhere else. But they said, being an assistant coach in Washington, you're very famous, but you're like the vice president. You don't really get to do much.
Yeah.
Just do your job.
Yeah, do your job and go home. Right.
Do your job and go home. And they pointed out that in the NFL currently, that job, that title, and that responsibility belongs to the head coach. It's the owner who's the real star.
Oh, in Dallas?
In the NFL.
Yeah,
in every majority, NFL city. Think about that. That in every NFL city, the star maker is in fact the owner. It's not, it's, you got away from the day of having coaches. You imagine a Joe Gibbs, a Parcells. Yeah. Like there, that was a run of dudes who were in place. it's just not existing
anymore. Yeah, the owners are out in front a lot more now. Granted, it's because of the money and the TV contracts. And then obviously they have to answer for some of their bad moves, or actually bold moves they like to be out in front of. Good segment here. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk New York Jets. We're going to talk the how it happens from my experience in the NFL, how this happens. I've been a part of teams where guys get coaches fired. Aaron Rodgers has a lot of blame, but there's other people that have some blame too, and it's not who you can think. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, Old School Crew. We'll be right back.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.